Good afternoon, and a good Erev Shabbos Kodesh. We made it through another week, and thank God Shabbos is almost here. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call. Before we begin, I would like to thank our generous sponsors for today's call. C. Moore and Mindy Liebman and the Schuss for Refuah Shalema for Shifra Bat Miriam. Anonymous in the merit of a Refuah Shalema for all those affected by the coronavirus and for the Refuah Shalema of Chaya Shira Bat Chana. Anonymous in the Schuss for Refuah Shalema for all who are ill and for all those who are well to stay well. Annie and Chaim Bernstein in memory of their parents, Dov, Verish, Michelle, Mordechai, and Liba Bernstein, and in honor of all the medical staff who are there on the front lines. Alan and Lonnie White, for Refuah Shalema, for all who are sick, and the continued good health for Am Yisrael, and a Mazel Tov for their granddaughter Penina on her birthday today. Happy birthday. My apologies. I believe it's Alan and Lainey. My apologies. Harold and Gila Saltzman, in memory of Yosef Noach ben Yitzchak Isaac, whose yard site is today, the second day of Nisan. May his neshama have an aliyah. And for Refuah Shalema, for all those who are ill, and for those who are well to stay well. In loving memory of Esther Silberberg, Esther Malka Bas Abraham Yaakov Halevi, whose yard site is today. May her neshama have an aliyah. Whose yard site is tomorrow. Gimel Nisan, may her neshama have an aliyah. Anonymous in a schutz for any and all Yidden to be helped in any which way they need help. In Yeshua Lahadil Torah Lahadir. Stephen Weiner and Lisa Weiss for Refuah to all in need and a Yasher Koach to those working to help save and heal lives. Moishi and Kelda Spryrigan for Refuah Shalema Bimhera Bimenu for all Chalei Yisrael. By the Smigel Rudder family for the continued health for all those well and for all those who are sick to recover. David and Eliza Simon, Leil Nishmas, Eliza's father, Rabbi Yisachar Pinchas ben Moshe Tzvi Garfinkel, on his yard site today, the second day of Nisan, may his neshama have an aliyah. Atara Shainton, in honor of the entire Jewish community coming together at this time, and as a huge thank you to healthcare professionals. Eti Burke, in memory of her father, Harav Aryeh Leib ben Harav Binyamin. Avram and Eti Pearl for the yard sites of Dr. Eric Tite, Yehoshua Asher ben Yehuda, and Esther Pearl, Esther Malka, Bas Avram Halevi, and for Refuah Shalema for all those in need. Tobiro and Elise Schwartz, Lezecher Nishmas, her father, Dr. Milton Gordon, Mayor Ben Ruven Melech. Murray and Hani Freeman for Refuah Shalema Bekarov to all those that need it, and Chizik for all. Anonymous as a chutz for Refuah Shalema for all Chalei Yisrael Bekarov. David and Vivian Lukens, Anonymous, and my wonderful parents, Ronnie and Jennifer Herman, and the chutz for Refuah Shalema for all those in need. Thank you so much to all of our sponsors for your wonderful generosity. Thank you. If you would like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site for someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha, and we really need these today, or in honor of somebody, please visit ou.org/call, as in a phone call. ou.org/call. A daily sponsorship is $100, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month, and every penny will go directly to the OU's Emergency National Pesach Food Campaign. As I share each day, and we are so thankful to all of our callers, as you've really been making a difference, this year more than ever, there are so many families who are and who will be in need of assistance. Please try and do whatever you can to help, even if it's just $1, donations for any amount to help in this for this crucial cause can be made directly at ou.org/hunger. That's ou.org/hunger. On behalf of the OU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi Stephen Weil, Senior Managing Director of the Orthodox Union, to share Divrei Chizik, words of inspiration. As we share each day, but it is always worth repeating for all the new callers that we are thankful who are joining us, Rabbi Weil's words of inspiration will be immediately followed by him reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chapter 20, Perek Chaf Zion, Chapter 27, and Perek Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Please note that as the call is always muted, that Rabbi Weil will be reciting the Tehillim slowly but not responsibly or pausing between pesukim, each sentence, so that all of us on the call can say the Tehillim together with him in unison. I've also asked Rabbi Weil to please recite the parak chapter in Hebrew and English before he begins, and to briefly pause between each paragraph so that all of us can turn to the proper page. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for information regarding the speaker for Sunday's phone call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weil.
Naftali, thank you very much. It's a real honor to partner with you on this project. And to all of us, please, God, a refuah shalema. I want to wish everyone a very meaningful Shabbos, a good Chodesh Nisan. What we're going to start with is an explanation of a paragraph that we say three times a day. I think we're saying it a little more sincerely these days. And that's the Rifa'enu, that bracha of the Amida. That's our agenda today. And the help that we're going to use to understand it or get an insight into it is from Rav Aharon Kahn. Many of you know Rav Aharon Kahn Shlita, one of the greatest students of Rabbi Soloveitchik, who's the head of the Kol Elyon, the Rosh Yeshiva at Yitzhak Elchanan, and has the famous shul that started Agra de Pirka, the Knesset Beis HaVikdor, to shul in Flatbush. And he's bothered by something that should bother all of us every time we say it. It's almost a repetition, unlike other brachos that build up in crescendo. Here you have a repetition. Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafei, Hoshe'enu v'nei Basheya. We acknowledge that God is the ultimate healer. He's the ultimate physician. And we say this, not only are we looking that ultimate physician will heal us, but the objective of our refuah is that we can lead a life of perfection. Hoshe'enu v'nei Basheya. We can lead a life of ultimate salvation, meaning a life of perfection. You and I don't make a Misha Berach. When Hugo Chavez was suffering from cancer, we didn't make a Mesha Berach for him, because his refuah would only mean sorrow and suffering to many. The ultimate goal of refuah is a means to an end. Unlike that phrase, if you have your health, you have everything, our hashkafa is health is a vehicle to leading a life. A healthy body, a healthy mind allows a person to lead a very perfected life. What does that mean? Ki tehilasenu ata. You are our source of praise. You're the one that we praise. Then what happens? Immediately afterwards, we ask God, V'halei refua shalema l'chol makosenu. God, please heal our sicknesses. The makot, whether it's a disease, whether it's an ailment, whether it's an injury, please give us a refua shalema. Why? Ki kel melech rofe ne'aman v'rachamanata. Because you are king. You're the ultimate healer. It seems to be repetitive. In what Rav Aharon Kahn said, it's not the case. The second phrase, where we ask God for a refuah shalema, a complete, complete refuah, whether it's an injury, whether it's a sickness, whether it's a disease, that is what we understand it to be. What's the beginning, though? The beginning is an acknowledgement. It's a statement. What's Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafei? Each and every day of our lives, there are bacteria, there's viruses, there are microorganisms that attack our body. And if we were in a state where we were immunologically suppressed or in a very difficult situation, God forbid, we'd die of pneumonia. We would die of the influenza. But we're not even aware of that because we go about our life, right? Minhag HaSholem, each and every day we're feeling fine and we have no clue that God is healing us. That he has a system where our white blood cells are attacking, whether it's something that metastasized, again, whether it's a bacteria or a virus, and we're not even aware. So what do we say in our Amida? We acknowledge him as literally providing and allowing for us to survive, to function as human beings every minute, every hour, and every day. And what do we say? Ki tehilasenu ata. You are our source of praise. You're the one that we owe praise for because you gave us a body and you built into us a system that the chromosomes are working okay, that the enzyme systems are working okay, that we have an immunological system that's working okay, and we're not even aware of it. To use an analogy, we say something very similar in Modim. Al nisecha, for the miracles that you do with us every day, Erev v'voker v'tzaharayim. Every evening, every morning, every afternoon. What miracles is God doing for us every day? I don't see the sea being split. You know, I don't see the 10 plagues happening every day. Now, what's an example of the miracles that God does for us every day? He created a system of the universe, in this case, the laws of medicine, in this case, the biological system of our body, that enables us to function. You know when we appreciate these lines of Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafe? In the moment that we're experiencing. In this month of the month of coronavirus. When our body can't attack the coronavirus, and when we're losing so many and so many are suffering, only then do we appreciate that God is the Rofe Naaman, that God is Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafe, and He should be the source of our tehillah, of our praise. That's the idea. What happens is, in a moment like this, it enables us to take a step back and just to appreciate the things that we take for granted in life. Those miraculous miracles that happen that prevent us from suffering day by day throughout the years and decades of our life. That's Rifa'inu. Now we're going to turn to Psalm 20, Kapitel Chaf, Psalm 20. Lamnatseach mizmor ledavid, yancha Adonai, biyom tzara, yisagecha shem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadecha, yizkor kol minchosecha, ve'olascha yedash nesela, yitein lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atzascha yimalei. Niranina bishuasecha, uveshem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yadati, ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, ya'anehu mishimei kodcho, bigvuros yesha yimino. Eile varechev ve'eile vasusim, va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Heima kar'u v'nafalu, va'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai hoshia, hamelech ya'anenu v'yom kareinu. If we could turn in our Sidurim or in our books of Psalms, our Tehillim books, to Psalm 27, Kapitel Chaf Zayin. Le David, Adonai ori v'yishi mimi ira, Adonai ma'oz chayai mimi eschad. Bikrov alai mereim le'echol es bisari, tarai v'oi v'ayli, heima chashlu v'nafalu. In tachane alai machane lo yira libi. In takum alai milchama bezos ani voteach. Acha sha'alti me'es Adonai osa avakesh. Shifti beveis Adonai kol yemei chayai. Lachazos benoam Adonai ulvaker beheichalo. Yitzbeneni besuko biyom ra'a, yastireni besefer ahalo, bitzur yerom memeni. V'ata yarum roshi al oivai slivosai, ve'ezbecha ve'alo zivche serua, ashira ve'azamara ladonoi. Shema Adonai koli ekra, v'chaneni v'aneni. Lecha amar libi batshufanai, espanecha Adonai avakesh. Al taster panecha mimeni, al tat be'af avdecha, ezrasi hayisa, al titsheni v'al tazveni, Elohei yishi. Ki aviv imi azavuni, v'adonoi yasveni. Horeini Adonai darkecha, unecheini be'orech mishor, l'ma'an shorera'ai. Al titneini b'nefesh tzara'ai, ki kamu v'ede sheker, v'feyach chama'os. Lulei ha'amanti l'ros b'tuv Adonai, b'eretz chayim. Kavei el Adonai, chazak v'yameit libecha, v'kavei el Adonai. If we could turn, please, to Kapitel Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir Hama'alos, Mima'amakim Kerasicha Adonai, Adonai Shima Vekoli, Tihiena Oznecha Kashuvos Lekol Tachanunai, Imavonos Tishmarya Adonai Miyamod, Imecha Haslicha Lema'an Tivarei. Kivisi Adonai kivasa nafshi, velid varo hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, v'harbei imo chedus. V'hu yifde es Yisrael, Mikol Avonosav. We're going to conclude with Achenu. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanesunim Batzara Uveshivya, Haomdim Bein Bayam Uvein Bayabasha, Hamakom Yerachem Aleihem V'yotziein Mitzara Lirvacha, Umeyafela Leora, Umishibut ligula, hashta ba'agala bizman kariv, v'nomar amen. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Weil. I would like to thank our producer extraordinaire, Rabbi Philip Karish, and the engineers and teams of TurboBridge for providing us with a smooth system for today's call. Thank you. In this wonderful month of Nisan miracles, which represents geula, redemption, may we be fortunate and blessed to see many miracles, a refuah for all of those in need, parnasa for all of those in need, shidduchim for all of those in need, for those yearning for children to be blessed with many, many healthy children, ultimately for the greatest miracle of all, for the Rabbonish Olam, the master of the world, to bring an end to this exile and bring us back to his holy land. As we share each day, we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova. And may the Rabbonish Olam, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Going into Shabbos, share a virtual smile with a neighbor, friend, or family today by picking up the phone and calling someone who you know is alone or lonely, or perhaps there is a neighbor who needs groceries for Shabbos, which you can help out with. There are so many chesed opportunities right in front of us. Please join us again on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of inspiration, Divrei Chizik, from Rabbi David Zirkin of the Riverdale Jewish Center in Riverdale, New York. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, optimistic, and hopeful. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe Shabbat.